Welcome to the Vendor Management Overview course. This course should take you approximately 70 minutes to complete. The course will equip you with the knowledge required to successfully manage vendors supporting clinical studies at Quintiles. Upon completion of the course, you will be able to identify the roles and responsibilities of different departments at Quintiles involved in the vendor management process. Describe the vendor management process across the project lifecycle. Know the role of a project leader or project integration manager, PIM, in managing vendor-related activities across each phase of the project lifecycle. Keep in mind that while the course may refer to a project leader, if a PIM is assigned to your project, he or she may be responsible for performing many of the activities. Yes, we will talk about the vendor management process at Quintiles. Alex, I invited Jane. She is in the Strategic Provider Alliances, or SPA, group here at Quintiles. She has a lot of experience and some great stories to tell. I will tell you about these groups. The Global Procurement Team, SPA, Project Leadership, and other project team line functions collectively work on vendor management at Quintiles, but in different capacities. Let us take a closer look at each of these groups. Here is a quick tip for you. Remember that managing vendors requires constant oversight and action. It requires a project leader or PIM to be proactive all through the study. So this was an example of how a project leader needs to ensure we are being proactive and takes the lead to ensure our customers' requirements are being met, especially if the communication requirements change because of transition on the sponsor project team. Yes, there is a lot, but there is also a strong support network to depend on. Remember, you have GPT and SPA for support, as well as quality assurance if you need them. Let us go through this vendor management process map. It will give you an overview of the vendor management process across a project's lifecycle. Sure, Alex. You probably have lots of stories to tell from your last project. Why do you not share some of these experiences with Alex? Yes, indeed, it is. Vendor selection and vendor qualification are critical aspects during the pre-award and setup startup phase. Let us take a closer look at the key vendor activities in this phase. Alex, Jane provided this example to show how important it is to follow the contracting and PO process. Right. Contracting is an important process during the setup-startup phase. In addition, there are many other things a project leader should keep in mind in this phase. For example, the project leader should thoroughly review the vendor budget and proposed invoicing and payment terms. Let us look at the key vendor management actions for this phase in detail. Yes, Alex, it can be a challenge, especially if you are not familiar with the processes and with where to find help. So, I am glad we are getting the chance to discuss this today. I actually have an example to share with you too. You can tell me what you would have done to test what you have learned so far. I had to manage 3 vendors for the project I was leading. I was familiar with 2 of them, but not the third. It was a central ECG reader, and I had no experience with this type of service. The vendor had sent their initial specifications for review based on the protocol they received. I had to review and approve the specifications in order for the vendor to include them in the work order with Quintiles and for them to begin planning their timelines and resources. I had to ensure a quality review completed in a timely manner. I was a bit nervous that I would miss something important because I did not have the expertise. What would you have done in this situation? Right. In this example, Ralph should have remembered to consider all the areas the amendment would impact, including third parties. In the conduct and maintenance phase, a project leader's primary focus for vendor management should be on managing and monitoring delivery and the performance of our vendors. Alex, let us take a closer look at the responsibilities of a project leader during the conduct and maintenance phase. Well, vendor management activities during the close phase are equally important. you have to be sure to see all the contracted activities through to completion, and this includes vendors. I hope that helps you see the importance of appropriate vendor management during closeout activities. It is all about ensuring the completion of all contracted activities by vendors, including the management of study closeout with all vendors. The key activities are final data transfers for database lock, DBL, return and reconciliation of all materials sent to site, investigational medicinal product, IMP, unused ancillary supplies, and study equipment, system closeout, financial reconciliation, and a few other things. Let us talk about each of these. Sounds great. Shall we take some time to summarize what we have learned?